so to speak, it's shnei chazakais that asais v'zeh zeh. So yesterday we learned from the Tzvi Shor that when you have two chazakas that are saisa, one the other applies a regular suffix, and suffix derives from a chumra. And in Meila, you have to be machmir and be afraid that this treifus came before shechita. That was the Tzvi Shor, and Svara, it's hard to argue. Chazaka paskin zayis, you have opposite chazakas, so in Meila, the shechita Tzvi Shor was that it applies a regular suffix derives from a chumra. Presumably, I don't know for sure, but if it would have been Shaila HaDarabanan, he would have said it's a Safa Darabanan. It would have been Mekel, when you have two chazakas that are one kineged the other. The Shmaitza asked from our sugya, he says, Nafal abayis olav al basachim, ve'en yadua, eino yadua, ve'en yadua, ezim ehem esrishin. You also have shtei chazakas, ha-misnag de'zul l'zul. You have the Cheskes Chai of the Baal, which says that the Erva died first. Cheskes Chai of the Erva, which says that the Baal died first. And you have two Chazakis that are misnagin. And what's the halacha here? Sarasa Chaylatas, Velaimis Yabemis. So we say that even though you have two Chazakis that are misnag the Zul the Zul, we say that there's a Cheskes Heter. The Gemara says, "Name it Yishezul Mecheskes Heter L'Shukai Medes Masafik After Bala Israel Tesred Masafik." The Gemara says, even though it says in the Brisa that Chalat Islam said Bemes, but Lamaisa, the Gemara says that really we go Basa Cheskes Heter. Just Tachanami L'Chumra, that it's a Chumra. So that means Mikra Din, you go Basa Cheskes Heter. So Fraktish Naitzi, you see that two chazakas that are misnaga one to the other don't create a safik. It allows you to go basa cheskes heter. The way I explained it yesterday is that when cheskes haguf is not machriya, because one cheskes haguf and the other one are saiser, so we go according to the chazak and din. The chazak and din is a cheskes heter that she had the chayeha. So mainly you go basa cheskes heter. That's the way I explained it yesterday in the Shmaitza. I think it's pshat, and somebody has a better pshat, it's also good, but that's the long and short of it is this machlaikis. We have two chazakis that are misnagin one to the other. The Tvushar holds that you create a safi deras l'chumra, nothing else can pass kadais, and the Shmaitza says fakir. The two chazakas cancel out, so then you could go with the cheskes heter that you had originally, and if so by an animal also you can go by the chazaka of the animal that it's not a treifa, this is the cheskes heter of the animal, and it should pass kenais l'kula. This is what we discussed yesterday. So there are a few more nekudas to come. Before that, I'd like to just throw in something that I think that maybe is geshmak according to this. For those of you who learned Hilchas Melicha, you're for sure going to remember this shaila, the Taz. A lot of tumbling over the following shaila. The Taz in Hilchas Melicha, Simas Amathes, Sivkat Nechav Dalit, brings the following shaila. Maisa Boli Yadeinu, Beisha Acha Shebishwa Basar, Vishokha Immocha Eisei Tchila Imlav. That's a shaila. This goes back in the olden days when you had to salt meat. Today, never saw anybody salt meat, right? Nobody even knows that you have to salt meat. But all meat is salted. What's the thing? You're allowed to eat raw meat without salting? Anybody know? Yes, you're allowed to eat. So why can't you eat it with cooking? Okay, you eat raw meat, according to almost all the Rishayim, you're allowed to eat raw meat. What? If you don't cut, you have to wash it because it's on the surface. So raw meat you're allowed to eat. There's nothing treif about it. When you cook it, the blood is pirish b'makom l'makom. The blood aser is the blood where it is originally when you sheft it is mutter, but the blood when you cook it is pirish b'makom l'makom. And therefore, as we all know, before you eat meat, all meat has to be soaked and salted. Maisa Shahaya, a woman came to the Taz and she said she cooked the meat and she does not remember if she salted the meat or didn't salt the meat. That's her suffix. And what would you say? There are two parts to the Shaila. There's one which is a very almost an amusing chap, which has nothing to do with our Shaila. There are those who say that Sircha Nachet Vazel, she always salts it, she probably salts it now. The time on that is she always salts it, but she's always salting it and she's not Mesupik. Once she's Mesupik, she probably didn't salt it. So if you try to figure out what she did, you can end up in a dead end. She probably did, she always does. Oh, but she's not Mesupik. If she's Mesupik, she probably didn't. So that's a dead end. We're not going to pass them. So we have to go now. What do? You go Masa Chazaka, no? So what's the Chazaka of the meat? What's the Chazaka of the meat? Well, the Cheskes HaGuf of the meat is it's not salted, no? The Cheskes HaGuf of the meat should pass in ice that it's treif. What do you say? Do you have an answer to that? So I'm going to read you the kasha in a minute, and you have to help me figure out the answer. So think about the question. A lady is not sure if she salted meat. She doesn't remember. It's cooked already. Otherwise, she'll salt it now. Once it's cooked, it's too late to salt it. So, assuming we have no other rayas, there's no raves, there's no sirchei nachat vazel, no rayas, you go basa chazak. What's the chazak? Cheskes haguf of meat is that's not salted. Should be treif. That's the pashtus. If somebody would ask you to shayla, that's what you'd say, no? No. Cheskes haguf of the meat is not salted. So let me read you. The Taz was matir. The Taz was matir. And he asked the kasha, why no go basa chazaka? And you have to listen to what he answers. He says, Itarnu, we pass in its mutter. Mekayach the loy have el espeke the rabbana lakula. Why is there only a suffix to rabbana? Anybody know? Better. Stam shabishloy. Cook dam is the rabbana. Okay? The ain la hakshos the mukmin la chazak the mei karosh loy hasim malucha. Great kasha. Why did the gavas a chazak the mei kara was assaulted? So his answer is dim kain. If that's true, gam kan am I onu matirin. Here the Ramah says that if you left your maid, a goyish maid, to wash the meat. Meat has to be washed and then salted. Hadacha emelif. So the Ramah says, if you left the gaita to wash, to soak the meat, and now you salted it already, is she believed to say that she soaked the meat? You didn't see if she soaked it. Hadacha. So the Ramah says, she's believed, Masiach Lefituma. She's believed. We're afraid she's lazy. We can't trust her. But if she says it, Masiach Lefituma, she's believed. So the Taz says, why is a guy believed, Masiach Lefituma, to say she soaked it, if it's Kenegad HaChazaka? Must be it's not Kenegad HaChazaka. That's what he says. You hear what the Taz is doing to us? He's not telling us a svara. He's not saying any svara. He's just proving. He says, you assume that there's a chazaka, it wasn't salted. And the Cheskes HaGuf says it wasn't salted, so it's still not salted. I'll prove that's wrong. Now he doesn't tell us any svara. He says, how would I prove it's wrong? Because here in the Ramah it says that if you don't know if it was soaked or it wasn't soaked, you're allowed to believe a gaita, the gaita that she did it in Sirach Levi Tuma. And she's not believed that there's a chazaka against her. So we see there's no chazaka. That's what he says. He brings a proof. What's this svara? Ein lahachshes. To mean lahachazak the meikara shloisa malucha. No. Im ken gam kana mayinu matim because of vitumai. Laiminu kichazak the meikara. Here he died. He brings other reasons. What's the svara? What's the svara to the to how's he answering the svara? He has a raya. He's right. But what's the answer? No. So, but when we have a Shiloh, we go basa chazaka de meikara, that things didn't change. So let's think if what you're saying is right. In our Gemara, we give a cheskes chai, the person died later. Also, when he was alive, there were no problems. Alive, there were no problems. Everything starts when he dies. Here there are no problems. When you cook it, everything starts. So, when you cooked it, right? So why should that change? Why should that make we don't go bus pass up in a car? Blah blah blah. There's no chazaka the hashta, it's kosher. Hashta we can't tell. You never see blood, the blood's inside. It looks like a regular meat piece of meat, otherwise you can base on what you're doing. Chazaka the hashta is Harry Shokhma for now. Harry Mesla for now. I don't think it's really chazaka the hashta. Huh? Right. It's a different case. Yeah, but you see, to believe a guy, and when you're mesupik, both can't be connected to chazaka. See, he's saying, just like the guy's believed, we don't say chazaka, so when you're mesupik, also don't say chazaka. You're asking a question. You're asking a question on the Taz, but you're not answering my question. I care about the truth is, this Shiloh, the Taz, there's a lot to tumble about arguments. I'm only interested in our Sylvia, Chazakas. Right? There are other Tainas here. There's Tain of Roy. My Shiloh is, regarding Chazaka, what's the answer? The Taz asked the Kasha. The Taz asked, that Yishgobas Chazak the Meikara wasn't salted. So the Taz brings a proof that you don't say it. You're asking on the proof. Good. But I'm just asking, what is the answer to the Chazak the Meikara? Again, it's not a Chazak Sagov. The dam is the dam and the bus is the basar. The dam is the dam and the bus is the basar. So there is such a taina. I don't think it's meant to be the chazaka. I think the chavis das goes with such a mahalok, if I'm not mistaken, that you don't go with the chazaka to meat, you go according to the chazaka of the blood. Like we find, I remember because he's taken to Lucas Yayanesech, which I happen to be learning. He had such a time. But it's not, I don't think it answers my question of chazaka. So what are you saying? He has the kasha, there's a chazaka, the meikara. You're saying there's no chazaka on the meat. The chazaka is on the dam. It's not the meat, it's the dam. What's he saying? When the meat is the same meat, the only shadow is on the dam. Right, what you're saying says the Chavisdas. Chavisdas says, I'm not sure what you're saying, he's technically answering it. He says, the Blav Hachila, Mikvi Khan Cheskasisr, Rakamai Tevelboy, Niskin, the Chalachatik Asura, Shankin Khan, Loyava Kichatik Asura, Rak, Isr Dovikoleha, Kamashkos of Ataz, Sir Kruch of Zayin. What does he say? You're having to what he's saying. He's saying that the meat is not a chazak on the meat, it's a chazak on the blood, and the blood is wherever it is. What?
What's the riot? Has to be the riot in case I have a beer and I get a chazak.
Because there's the same thing. If it wasn't soaked, then the dam is still there. So he's saying that from there you see there's no chazaka. You don't say a chazaka on the
meat. Chazaka, but I have a beer and I get a chazak.
What's the beer? Your beer does, but he said, you see, if the tumor doesn't help by cheskasisim. But Taz is assuming that the klal of Masiyah Tumi doesn't help by cheskasisim. They're very limited with cheskasisim where Masiyah Tumi is believed. Believed by psychics, by guides. Alright, what I was thinking is that in this case, you also have shtei chazokis hamasnag de zulazul. Why? There's a chazaka that the meat was not salted. True. There's also a chazaka that the meat was not belay ha'isim. Me'ikara, what are we afraid? That if the meat was not salted, that when you cooked it, iser went into dam pirish makom l'makom, means that this piece of blood got iser from somewhere else. That Issa traveled into this piece of meat. There's a chazaka de Meikara which says that Issa didn't travel into the piece of meat. It's also a change that had to take place. Issa had to come into the meat. So just like you have the chazaka of the dam bimkaimai, that it stayed bimkaimai, you have a chazaka that dam didn't come from a different place to this place. It's also two chazakis opposite each other. Chazak in Meikara is, it has dam shalai pirish, and it doesn't have dam shalai pirish. Right, pirish means it moved from place to place. No, if you salted it, then it didn't move. If you salted it, then it came out of it. You salted it, but it didn't move into kashamif. It moved out to the world. It moved out to a place where it doesn't have to. A chazaka de meikara of this piece of meat is that it wasn't belay ha'isur. It started off not belay ha'isur. I assume it's still not belay ha'isur. What do you say? What? Because the chazaka is only helping the masuchik. If you know for sure that it was belay ha'isur, then it's asur, right? If you know for sure, then when you cook a normal unsalted meat, then we're positive. So we have no chazakas. So when you misupik, if it was salted, then you shtal chazaka. So why go on the chazaka that the dam shaloi pirish stayed where it is? Say a chazaka that there's no dam shapirish in this piece. Now I'm saying it kilu, it's my chiddish. I vaguely recall such an idea here, but I looked this morning in the Shach, and the Taz, and the Chavizdas, and the Prima Gadim. And for good measure, to Shachmas, I took along the Chachmas Adam. He also has a piece on it. So I didn't find who says this idea. But L'chaira, this is another example of Shnei Chazakis that I'm snagged. There's all the Zul. And there's Takano Chazakis state in the Taz. Okay. Now, getting back to the Shev Shmeitzer. So the Shev Shmeitzer brings a third case. So if you count this Taz, it's a fourth case. So we have so far the Tuashard, the Trefus case. We have our Gemara, the Shnei Chazakis Chai of the Erva and the Baal, that I'm snagging Zulazu, and the Taz, which we Shtelzu. He brings the case of Mikva Shenimdad V'Nimtzachasa, which is a case, we have a Mikva that had 40 Saw, and that Mikva today does not have 40 saw. And the last 2 weeks, people have been titling Tomei Kalin in the mikveh. And the shaila is, what do we tell them to do? the mikveh became chaser at some period or another. Now, I have to tell you that the way Tosis explains the Gemara, it's really Gemara, Nida Daf Beis. The Nida in here is about a mikveh that's chaser v'asoyim. A mikveh that's slowly losing its water, whether it has a slow leak or it's evaporating, whatever you could think of. We're not talking in a case where some children came in and took out the water. We don't know when they came in. In that case, we would go bas chazak the mekar of the mikveh for whatever reason. We're not talking. We're talking about a mikveh that's chasav asoy. I'm telling you this not because it's so negeya directly to the shmeitzer, but because when we started Chazaka de Meikara, I gave you an example, Chazaka de Meikara, a mikveh, that we assume it stayed whole, and if somebody took things out. So what I told you then was true. We're talking now about a case of a mikveh, which is a Chosav Asoy mikveh, because it's slowly losing its water, and we don't know when it lost the water. So the shaila is, what's the din of the kelim? So the Gemara says, Anida Daf Beis, that all the kelim are tame. All the kelim are tame. Why do you ask? Why are the kelim tame? That's a question. Shtama chazaka. The mikveh we know is male at one time. Shtama chazaka. So the Gemara says, Hare chaser lefonecha. Here, the chazaka, the meikara, that the mikveh was malay, is a problem. We know it's chaser lefanecha. There's something chaser in front of you. So what if hari chaser lefanecha? That's what we're talking about. So the way we understand the kavana of the Gemara is that when you have a chazaka de meikara, the mikveh is whole. It's a chazok in cheskes haguf. You have connected it a chazok of the keli that it was tamek. The ikara of the keli was tamek. You have two chazokis that are contradicting each other. The mikveh was malay, means the tefillah was good. The keli was tamek, it means it stayed tamek. Now that itself, I already told you, you have a cheskes haguf and a chazok in din. We will go back to the cheskes haguf of the mikveh, right? The chazak of the mikveh is the cheskes haguf that was full of what he saw and it stayed full. The chazak of the keli is tamei, is the chazak in din. So we've said many times, the cheskes haguf is stronger than cheskes hadin. Zak the Gemara, but harei chasal lefanecha. There's a reyes in the cheskes haguf. Right now, the mikveh is chasal. So the Gemara says that when you have a reyesa, because hashta right now it's chaser, that we don't go basa the cheskes haguf, and we go according to the chazak of din with the hashta that it's missing, and we're metame. As I state in the Gemara, following, I'm a little afraid of this, I don't want to confuse you. Well, let me say it in a more, it's always dangerous. When you say something in a more clear way, sometimes you're sacrificing a little bit of accuracy. But I'll do it anyway. We said from the very beginning that there are three chazakas, right? There's a chazaka, cheskes haguf, meikara, and then there's a cheskes haguf. There's also chazak in meikara that it didn't change. And then we said there's a chazak in the hashta. We have command not spoken about chazak in the hashta. It's not our sugya. Chazak in the hashta is a discussion. If you don't know anything from the beginning, you found it now for the first time, you assume the way it is now, it's been that way all along. Okay, you have a mikveh, no one ever measured it. It's rained into a bottle. And now, it's a certain way, you assume it was that way. It's called Chazak Adash. Now, we said all along that this is number one, this is number two, and this is number three. That's true. And I know it's not true.
The opposite of Chazak Adash.
we know what the people were, Shadow is going to change. Same now as that, whether it happens, we don't know what the people were.
Right. It's two cases. In other words, in a case where you have a chazaka de bnei kara, the mikveh had 40 saw, today it doesn't. If you would say chazaka de bnei kara, you say it had 40 till the last minute. Chazaka de hashta says now it's 39, it goes back till the last minute. Well, we know chazaka de bnei kara is stronger than chazaka de hashta. But chazaka de hashta would pass the noise, you go back. Since bnei kara is stronger. A normal case of chazaka de hashta is when you don't have a chazaka de meikara, then it's easy. Chazaka de hashta, you say it was always this way. Now, the chiddush of this gemara is that if you have these two together, called takin reisa, if these two are together, then they're stronger than the chazaka de meikara. Double. This is stronger than this. This is stronger than this. When you have the two together, they win. Lomashul, our case. The mikvah was originally tall. Chazak the Bei Kara says it's good. The keli was originally tummy. Chazak indeed says it's no good. Hashta, hari chasal afanecha, the mikvah is chasal in front of you. That says it's no good. These two together, Paskin ice, even against the Chazaka de Meikara.
How do you mean Chazaka de Hashta for the case of Meikara? Chazaka de Hashta means, and then
Chazaka de Hashta means it was that way as far back as when the Sukkot. Just like Chazaka de Meikara means it was this way as far late as we can think.
You could know the way it was in the beginning. You don't know when it changed. You say that it changed right away.
You're right, you're 100% right. But in a normal case, where there's no chazak and din thrown in, it's just a fact. There's a chazak and meikara, chazak and hashta, we go with the chazak and meikara. So normally, we talk about chazak and hashta in cases where there is no chazak and meikara. But there is a chazak and hashta. Just chazak and hashta, then chazak and meikara is meaningless. We have, in this case, tarti l'reisa, you have the chazak of din of the kli, which is tameh. And chasla fanecha, then the chazaka, the two, the chazaka hashta and the chazaka me and the chazaka din passed in us. Being clear? In the case of mikveh, at least it's clear. I think so. I know before I walked in. Huh? You understand the case of mikveh? I hope so. Let me ask you a question. This is the Shemaitzis question. If when you have a chazaka de meikara in Guf against a chazaka in Din, you can put the chazaka de hashta with the chazaka in Din and paskin ice. What about in our case? You have two chazakas on the snag de zulazu. You have two chazaka de meikaras that are misnagged one to the other. If you have two chazaka de meikaras that are misnagging one to the other, shouldn't the chazaka de hashta paskin ice? The harei lefanecha should paskin. It's kavachayim. Let's say we say this is worth 1 point, this is worth 3 points, this is worth 2 points, this is worth 1 point. So you have a three and a two and a one. So you say the two and the one. They win. So they have two chazaka de meikaras, one each way. The chazaka de hashta should certainly, they each the same amount of points. So the chazaka de hashta should pass the noise. Right? Oh, so we'll get to it, just 1 second. You're right. 1 second. But you understand the halacha of the Shem Shemayt. He's saying you have a class A chazaka, and it gets to the class B chazaka. Chazaka de hashta pass his eyes. So Kolshkei, if you have two class A chazakas that are misnagged, the chazaka de hashta should pass the nice. Follows logically. And Cain, now he's not plugging this into our Gemara. He's plugging this into the Torah Shah. What's the Torah Shah? You shechted an animal, and you find out a broken bone. You know if the bone broke l'chaim or broke l'chamisa. So what are the two chazakas in Tuishar's case? Chazaka, it wasn't shechted. Chazaka wasn't a broken bone. So we're tumbling. Chazaka wasn't shechted, says it got shechted as late as possible. Chazaka broken bone, says the broken bone as late as possible. We're stuck with shnei chazakas and was nagged as ulazim. Frek de shmeitza. But harei shochut lefanecha. The shechita zicha happened. Chazaka the hashta says that it was geshechted. So Chazaka the hashta says it was shechted as far back as possible. So the Chazaka the hashta is missing something. The Chazaka the hashta of shechita says harei shochut lefanecha. Should say the shechita was as far back as possible. And then that should pass the ice that the bone broke after shechita. Why? I was hoping to hear somebody laugh back. So that shows you understand what I'm talking about. Okay, Shmaita still says it. I'll answer your question in a minute. You follow? Again, okay. I have to set the table, otherwise, you're going to be all over the place. All right? We started the Tfushar, he held. We have two chazakas of the Zulazu. It's a regular suffix, hashakal, suffix, lachum. Came along the Shmaitza. Yesterday's taina is that it's a steer to this Gemara. Today, a different taina. As a matter of fact, today's taina in the Shev Shmaitza is first. Just I mentioned the Gemara. He says, what's the Torah Shah talking about? The chazaka de Meikara wasn't shechted. Hari shachad lefanecha. Just like in the mitzvah, it says, Hari chasal lefanecha. Hari chasal lefanecha. Chazaka de Meikara, the mikvah was malay, doesn't do anything for you. Send me here. Harish shachet lefanecha. The chazaka to make kara that it wasn't shechted doesn't do anything for you. Harish shachet lefanecha. It's a shachet chazaka. So the chazaka and the ashta together with the chazaka saguf of the animal should pass the ice. What? Now, if you understand that, you're going to ask, Haray, there's a broken bone lefanecha. It's true, there's a broken bone lefanecha. But the broken bone, we don't know if the broken bone is a trephus. We don't really care that there's a broken bone. We care if there's a trephus. A broken bone, b'chayim, it makes a trephus. A broken bone, like hashchita, doesn't make a trephus. You can't tell me, Harry, trephus lefanecha, because just seeing a broken bone doesn't create trephus. A broken bone, like hamisa, is meaningless. A broken bone, b'chayim, makes trephus. So the Hari Lefanecha of the broken bone doesn't tell you anything. It doesn't say anything. It's true, but does that... The question is there a trephus in the animal? There's no Lefanecha trephus that says there was a trephus. There's a shkita in front of you which definitely took away the Chazaka Shloi Nishchita. The broken bone didn't definitely make it that it was ever a trephus. Because a broken bone, every butcher cuts up the meat and breaks bones. The fact that there's a physical broken bone shouldn't matter. It doesn't do anything.
The fact that I see that the neck is split doesn't mean it's an overshot, correctly. I assume we're shot.
Okay, I'll allow you to have the taina on the Shmaitza. We could argue about it. I'm still saying the Shmaitza correctly. As it says in the Sefer, we could argue about this Nakuda. I think we could argue about it from two angles. But this is the Schweitzer's Taina, two Tainas. I told you the whole Perikyud. The whole Perikyud is basically three paragraphs. To Ashar, the Taina for Mikvash and Nimdivin as a Chaser, and the Taina for Mahasukhi. You just like the Trafis shouldn't affect it. Who says it affects it? Chasal lefanecha. I mean, you want to have the same as shechita as the broken bone. Right. Can argue about it. Maybe you're right. The thing is, the chasal lefanecha zicha makes it a pasul mikvah. When it doesn't, halacha is definitely happened. It's not true by the broken bone. Right. But a broken bone, it doesn't twife necessarily.
Even the
shechita
is
going
like the broken
bone. Right? You're going. Schmeitz's case, it's Miss Elizabeth. Okay, there's, if you haven't had enough, I'll try as simply as I can to throw in one more opinion in the matter, but Baruch Hashem, it's a very nostalgic. The Chavis Das weighs in on the Shaila. Chavis Das is in Simin Nun. And the Chavis Das says that when you have two chazokis that are misnagged one to the other, what do? You have to figure out which chazaka is paskening your shaila. In other words, you have to define your shaila and figure out which one is more connected to your shaila. Being clear? I'll give you the example he brings. We'll plug it in here. There's a Gemara he brings in Ksuvah Daf Yudbeis Amud Beis. The Gemara there is talking about a man who finds his wife is not a basula. It's not a shayla of saita, it's talking, whatever reason, it's a sex fake. There's no shayla of being asala baila. The shayla is how much of a ksuba he owes her. He has to write her a ksuba. He was ma'aris her, they did erisin in January. He wrote her a ksuba for 200 zuz. He was bayal her in July. She's a ba'ula. Does she have a right to continue with a ksuba of 200 zuz? Yeah, I think you all know. You all know a ksuba of 200 zuz is for a basula. A ba'ula is a ksuba of 100 zuz. So the shaila is, she says, Mishalastani nanasti. She says, you gave me the ksuba, I was a psula. Misharastani nanasti. After erisin, I became a ois psula, and therefore I'm still entitled to the 200 zuz. And he doesn't know. He doesn't know. So here, Zakta Chavis Das. The Gemara says, "Mishtel har ana chazaka." As I say, the Gemara, she has a chazkas pesula. She started off with pesula. We say she remained a pesula as late as possible, and she gets 200 zuz. Good. She remained a pesula as late as possible, and therefore she gets 200 zuz. Zok the Chavis Das, and listen carefully. He says this is also a case of two chazakas hamisnagdas. Why? She was born a besula, and she was born a single girl. Right? Two things happened to her, two changes. She became ois besula, and she got married. She had erisin. Which happened first? The erisin change, or the besula tabula change? You hear? You know what I'm saying? There were two things that she started out. She started out Bsula, she started out single. The question is, what happened first? Same as the Tvushar. The animal started off alive, it started off with a bone that wasn't broken. What did Tvushar say? Two chazakas of misnagdas. It could be she became, the animal got shechted later, could be the bone broke later. Two chazakas of misnagdas. Zok to Chavis Das, why don't we say the same thing? The chazaka that she's single says she remains single as late as possible for last abiyah. He's saying we know when the erisin was. So Chavis Das says, Chavis Das is masking, right? This is what you were telling me yesterday. You know what the shechita was. So Chavis Das says, Avada, the Gemara is talking even in cases where you don't know when the erisin was. Okay. Most people know when they got married, no? How do you send flowers? You don't know when you got married. Chavis Das says, Avada, the Gemara told you don't know when the erisin was. So if you give me that, so to Chavis Das, you have two chazakas of misnag de zulizu. What do? So to Chavis Das, you have to pass in the shayla. The shaila is, the word is bu'ula doesn't get 200 zuz. The word is bu'ula. The suffix is, when did she become a bu'ula? Now it's true, it has to do, when did you get married? About that it has to do. But the question that's phrased is, when did she become a bu'ula? So you go masa cheskas pasula, because that is the question. You have to be done on the chazaka as it paskins the shaila. Zakta chavez das, the same thing. Here, you have an animal with a broken bone. What's the question? When did the bone break? You have to pass in the chazaka on the question that you're being done. It's true. It depends when the shechita was. Did the bone break before shechita, after shechita? But when you have to paskin sveikis, and we're not saying svara, we're saying halachas Sinai, that we paskin with the hanhogas sveikis is chazaka. So the Chavis Das comes to the Tvur Sharon and the Sheshmaitza, and the Chavis Das says that, not like the Tvur Shar, who seems to say that it creates a suffix, not like the Shmaitza, who says, go basa chazaka and din. He comes in the middle, and he says, each Shaila, you have to judge, what is the question? What is the pertinent question that you're asking yourself? And go bust a chazaka on that. If there are other chazakas that impact it, that's not, we're not talking about svara. If it would be svara, you have to take all the svaras into account. No. We're talking about when you don't know what to do, you shtel a chazaka. Take the question you have and shtel it on chazaka.
What?
What
is when did he marry?
Shaila is, when did he marry? No, the shaila is, does she get 200 zuz or 100 zuz? And the answer to that, and what that depends, was she a bula of Basula at the time?
At the time, when did he marry? Did he marry her before she became? I know she's a bula.
That's not the way you would shell affect the question. Nobody would say the question that way. Just like Bashkita, no one would say the question is when you were shafted. The question is, when did the Trafis come? Trafis passels. Bula passels. Bula knocks off. The Shem Dover that knocks off Ksubis Masayim is bula. The question is, when was she a bula? When knocks off kashrus is treifus. The question is, when did it happen?
What's
mechayev the 200 zuz in the first place is the marriage. You always want to know when you got married. What's that to do with this? Here, that's not the nidah. The nidah that's being set up in front of us is a problem that she's a bula. Perhaps she's a bula. When was she a bula?
Well,
what's the shame?
Obviously, we don't
have the Ksuba written in front of us. I want to ask you something. When I told you the Chavis Das says the two Chazakis, she started off now married and a Basula, which one changed? So I started saying that, people smiled. So it's very funny. Why do you think it's very funny? Because no one has done the Shaila, when did she get married? Before Bula, before the year after the year. Everyone's done. Was she a bula? Wasn't she a bula? The time the ksuba was written.
Then
that's
the
need. It's true, it impacts that.
The person paying the 200 zuz wants to know when you married her.
This one I'm not asking. It's not so. The need that the psul has a shem bula. The psul is the shem treifus. The psul is this psul. That's the psul that has the past tonight.
No, psul, right?
So by Nachal Abayis, what will we say? By Nafla Bayis, I'm asking that it seems to be an equal question. It's true. The Shalos are the mikveh, and we really should go bust the chazaka of the mikveh. And that's Taisus Kasha. And Taisus says, Shani mikveh, the chos of Asoy. That's why I was magdim. Really, the chazaka of the mikveh should pass. The Nidin's the mikveh, that's the cheskesakov, not the cheskesadin. But Shani mikveh, the chos of Asai, otherwise you're right, we would go bust the mikveh. Alright, so this is the Chavis Das's opinion, which is in the middle. Now, so we have by Shtei Chazakas of Misnagdois. What are we coming out with? Someday I'll give you Mr. Shem a sheet with the rest of the Inyanim of Chazaka. On the sheet that I gave out, I don't have Chatokasir Lishtanais, and I don't have this topic. We're not finished because Trey betray in the bottom of the page is Vaita, so give Chazak the Meikara. Trey betray, Lishtan Chazak, it's Vaita. We're going to be busy with Chazak the Meikara for Pesach Tishavuos. Somebody asks you what you learned this man, you'll say Chazak the Meikara. You say Yavomis Daflamid, they'll say, why Daflamid? You say you learned the Shmai Tzehei, it sounds much better. But you have to know it. This is Vaita Sugya Chazak the Meikara in the bottom of the page. But so for right now, we have basically three Shitas of Chazak the Meikara, the three Shitas. Now, we still have the Imre Bina's Kasha. His Kasha was that what is the Shmaitza bringing a Raya from the Gemara? Toises Dibra Maslum Mafal explains the Gemara in a way that doesn't stem with the Shmaitza. So I'm warning you, we're doing that tomorrow. And make sure you understand the Shaykhis of Toises Nafal to the Shmaitza. Make sure you understand, it's not so simple, but once you see it, it's clear. The one leftover Nidain, which I'd like to spend the last 5 minutes on, is what we started to talk about yesterday. And this Kasha is in the Kibbutz Inyanim, which has in the Kibbutz Inyanim a section with pieces from Rav David HaKohen Rappaport. And one of the Rosh Hashivas in Branovich, I believe. And that's why I got to Rav Sefer. And he has there, in Simon Bey's, Ois Hay, the following issue, which is an enjoyable issue to try to throw around in your brain. The question, in our Gemara, he's going on the Shmaitz, he's going on our Gemara. It's easier to talk about in the Gemara. The Gemara says, maybe he died first. If he died first, she's Patah from Yibum, she's Mutal Lashuk. Maybe the Erevin died first. If the Erevin died first, she's Chayevis in Yibum and Asa Lashuk. He asked the question that I pushed off yesterday, that maybe they died at the same exact minute. Maybe they both died at the same time. And he says, if you're going to say Yeshua Letzamtzim, he brings a Tosfos in Yevamos, I think that Chav Chesed said, that Yeshua Letzamtzim means you can't figure out that things are exactly the same. You'll never be able to figure it out. But it's possible. Could happen. Could happen. You'll never figure out that two things were exactly the same split second. But it could happen. So based on that Tosfos, he says, in our Gemara, maybe he died first, 50% chance. Maybe she died first, 50% chance. But 1 minute, there's a 1% or a hundredth of 1%. There's a slight chance, a possibility. They died the same time. So let that be Machriya. Hold on a second. What's the din if they died the same time? What would be the din? I'm asking not a question of Chazokis and Sveikis, I'm asking you a Vavis Shaila. What would be, I'll cover, a man is married to his niece and a tzara. If he dies, no Yibum, tzara serva. If she dies, there is Yibum, ois tzara serva. What would the din be if he and the erva die at the same exact second? Eliyahu Navi tells us they die the same second. Does this Sara fall to Yibum or not fall to Yibum? What's Kaveya? The last second of Chayim? She's Tzara Serva. Or the first second of Visa? She's not Tzara Serva. Anybody have an opinion on the matter? What? After they died, it's the last second that they were alive. Is that true? You have to prove that. Let's say Yerusha. What would we say? Yerusha, two people die at the same exact second. So I think we would say Yerusha depends on who's left afterwards. Right? What could be Yerusha after me? So it depends who's left afterwards. What? The case of Yerusha would be where you have, where it depends who died first, is you have a woman, she has money. A woman and her husband both die. If the woman died first, the husband yarshins, and then he gives to his brother and no children. If the woman died first, the husband yarshins, he gives to his brother. If the husband died first, then when the woman died, it goes to her father's family, not to the husband's family. Depends who died first. If they die the same exact second, we would all agree, no, we'd all agree, Yerusha's after death, I think we'd all agree. If they die the same second, so the Yerusha should go to the wife's family. Because the husband's family has no tefiah, because the husband never yarshin. Right? If the woman died first, then the husband yarshin, he died a minute later, it goes to his mishpah. If the husband died first, then the woman died second, it goes to her mishpah. Died the same second, and Yerusha, I mean, we all agree there's no Yerusha Mechayim. Yerusha is the first second of Misa. What about Yibum? Is Yibum Nikva Bosa the Chayim or Bosa the first second of Misa? What? So Tysus here says, Ein Yadu Ezmer Mesu Shaida, Kasomer Haikana the Misa Mapelis. Our Sugya is going with the Hanacha that Misa is Mapel. So the Chayra, the first second of Misa is Kaveya. The first second of Misa is Kaveya. If the first second of Misa is Kaveya, then what would happen here? You help me with this. They both died at the same time. If Misa is Mapel, then she falls to Yibum. Because the second after Misa, there's no Erva. And Misa is Mapel. Do me a favor, spend time figuring this out. I don't know what your first reaction is, because you just heard about it and I'm starting to tell you answers already. But figure it out. My first reaction was that if she was never married to him only with an Erva, there can't be Yibum. She was never married to him only with an Erva. How could there be Yibum? But the way we're talking now, Misa Mapelas, at the first second of Misa, she could fall to Yibum. So I'm not sure how to work it out. Look, we're not moving so fast. So spend your time trying to figure out the cheshbon. There is a kaivitz in Yanim in the shelf. Again, it's a section, pieces of double rapaport. It's sitting in days, I say. Tomorrow, believe that I want to get to Moshiach Le'Gazru. So I assume you did the Gemara.